The Supreme Court has blocked the National Guard deployment in Chicago. I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. More specifically, the court refused the Trump administration's petition to stay, that is to put on hold, a lower court's preliminary order that prohibited the deployment of those National Guard troops. An amicus curiae, a friend of the court brief, submitted by law professor Martin Letterman, an expert on presidential authority in the military, apparently was influential. After Letterman's submission, the court had the parties further brief the issue Letterman highlighted, the actual words of the law used to federalize and deploy the Guard. That statute says that the president can deploy the National Guard only if regular forces are unable to execute federal laws. And regular forces, as Letterman argued and the court agreed, clearly means the Army, not civilian law enforcement, such as ICE and Homeland Security. But no regular forces have been deployed, nor it appears legally could they be. The court wrote, quote, "The government has failed to identify a source of authority that would allow the military to execute the laws in Illinois. And the president has not invoked a statute that provides an exception to the Posse Comitatus Act." The Posse Comitatus Act, that's the federal law that prohibits federal troops from enforcing domestic criminal laws. And so, the administration's application to stay the order prohibiting the deployment was denied. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.